Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 3, 2023. How can I direct myself to bestowal? Question. You said that we implement our choice by transforming the desire to receive into a desire to bestow. How do we do this? Answer. The most important thing is the intention, what I do and why I do it. I do it only because this is the will of the Creator. Question. Is it possible to work in this way with any desire that is revealed in a person? Answer. If you know exactly what the Creator wants in one of your desires, then you can do it. Question. How can I know what the Creator wants? How can I figure this out? Answer. To do this, you must be inside the ten and be connected with your friends in such a way that you can try to bestow to them. Set your heart toward them, and then you will gradually learn to direct yourself to bestow. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 24, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Questions about spiritual work. 1. Question. As we develop, the Creator reveals new portions of evil to us. And if evil manifests itself in the group somehow cyclically, like previous stages, how can we properly enter a new stage and break this circle? Answer, constantly pursue the same goal. I have to rise above my egoism and act in the direction of benevolence toward my friends in the group. Question, if a person does not raise a prayer for the correction of his nature, is it the Creator who does not honor him with a dialogue with him? Or is it a person's laziness? Answer, the Creator waits until a person develops the necessary qualities that will put pressure on him from the inside and force him to come closer to him anyway. Question. Let us say a friend participates in lessons, makes maximal external efforts, and comes to meetings, but does not know what else can be added to bring more benefit to the ten. What could you tell him? Answer, nothing. Let him read articles about it, there are many of them. But, in principle, what he has to do is serve his ten and be with it in heart and soul. Question. How do I know when to annul myself and when to lessen myself? Answer. Ideally, we should always annul egoism and always include the desires of others instead of our own. Question. Is it necessary to keep such a line when we lower and annul ourselves all the time? Answer. Do not worry, you are not lessening or annulling yourself yet. But if you put others above yourself, then you will begin to feel the spiritual world in the difference between you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 25, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Hebrew, information about the object. Question. If a person reads the book of Zohar in Hebrew, do the Hebrew symbols influence him much more than when reading in his own language? Answer, if he sets his heart and his intentions in the right way, it affects him in exactly the same way. The fact is there is a lot of additional information in the Hebrew word itself, and less so in other languages. For example, the sentence Moses took a ram and slaughtered it on the altar in Hebrew has a slightly different meaning than, say, in Russian. Altar in Hebrew is korban, karov, a kriva from the word approach. And then you already start to think, what does it have to do with approaching? Or the word mikveh is a ritual pool. What does it mean? Mikveh is a property of bina from the words mikav, imuna, and so on. That is, the word itself carries information about the object it talks about. Thus, if you translate it correctly, it gives you an idea of the object itself or the meaning of the action. It is not so pronounced in other languages. Therefore, when I read the Torah, Psalms or any texts known to a wide range of people, for me these perceptions are much deeper and wider than the way other people perceive them. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mother Tongue, September 21, 2011. We are on the way to a magical world. Question. We admire all kinds of discoveries, but all of our human discoveries are imperfect. Meanwhile, nature creates absolutely perfect things. For example, a bird's egg is considered one of nature's most amazing creations. This structure protects new life from the surrounding world while allowing it to breathe. It is strong enough to withstand the weight of the parent incubating the egg, yet it is fragile enough for the chick to break the egg from the inside. Everything is thought out. Why can't we create a perfect structure and nature can? Perhaps something needs to change in the approach so we will be able to at least get closer to it? Answer: perhaps we can get closer to it, but it is impossible to create the same thing. Question: what is it within us that we cannot replicate? Answer: we cannot replicate the Creator's actions and results. Question: and we will never be able to? Answer: no. We will contrive, we will do something, and perhaps we will shout that we have done even better. But of course, we are highly unlikely to succeed. The goals and conditions pursued by the Creator when He created the foundations of life, such as an egg, a cell, and so on, are all inaccessible to us, beyond our control, and unattainable. Question: so, for Him it was the creation of life? Answer: yes. Question: when we create something, we are not involved in the creation of life? Answer: no. We are generally driven to this by ambition, desire for wealth, fame, and so on. This is the secret of failure. Question: you just mentioned the secret of why we cannot build something perfect. Are we able to turn this around? Answer: no, for that we need to change ourselves and change our egoism to altruism. Change the purpose of your existence from conquering nature to conquering yourself. Question: is the scientist who creates such systems the one who conquered himself? Answer: no, he does not conquer himself but wants to conquer nature. Before conquering himself, he still needs to undergo a transformation. Question: does the one who truly wants to become like that have to conquer himself? Answer: yes. Question: if scientists who have conquered themselves were able to create something, would we then have such an egg? Answer: no, we are not capable of doing that. Only if we bend before the Creator and are able to transform ourselves. Question: what kind of world will we get if we manage to submit to the Creator? Answer: we will get a magical world where there is only love, concessions, and goodness. Everyone will live in joy, happiness, and mutual support that is considered the highest manifestation of human nature. Question: would that be the world of the submissive, and our world is the world of the rebellious? Answer: what kind of world is this? This is the animalistic world. Question: are we inevitably on the way to that world? Are we progressing toward it through everything that happens to us? Answer: yes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 12, 2023. Solving common problems. Comment: let's say 10 people discuss an issue together, rise above their personal problems, and come up with a solution. They come up with it based on their egos, since they are not in attainment. My response: they concede to each other for the sake of a common solution, everyone restrains themselves. That is enough. To the extent we gradually approach integration into nature, we will start receiving positive reactions from it. Comment: let's say you have explained this to a person several times, but he says, "You have told me this so many times, but I want specific actions from you." My response: theses are the actions to follow. Let's get together at a round table. What complaints do you have? Why can't we solve our problems? Why can't we reach a state of solving everything together? Nature clearly shows us our integrality, our enclosure. If we do not find solutions between us this way, we will destroy ourselves. Basically, I have nothing more to explain. I can only say one thing: We will not solve any problems in the world if we do not solve them from the point of view of absolute, complete reciprocity. The world is running out of fresh water. We have practically melted all the ice. Look at the disturbances we cause in nature, earthquakes, hurricanes, and everything else. We don't know how the economic crisis will end. It will never end because it is a copy of our inner state, our connections with each other. After all, the economy is an egoistic reflection of people's dependence on each other. Even within the family, with our children, we are simply in a terrible state in everything. See what is happening in all countries, how poorly people treat each other, how they pressure each other. We cannot solve a single problem by continuing to rely on our egoism that destroys us. Question: what if 10 Kabbalists gathered together? Answer: what can they do? Instead of 10 Kabbalists, it should be the whole of humanity. It should be the mass media, the governments. There must be an awareness of this necessity. From CabTVs I got a call. You need a decision July 9, 2011. The Three Religions. Question: why did Christianity rather than Islam receive greater initial development in the history of humanity? Answer: Islam is a younger religion. It has a different method of development. For many years it existed in isolation, but now it is starting its phase of spreading. At the time the same was happening with Christianity. Crusades and other conquests of new lands were rooted in the spread of Christianity. Only Judaism has never been spreading. It was considered prohibited because the religion along with its idea has been conserved until humanity matures. Then it will be possible to talk about who we are. The thing is that we are nobody and nothing until an urgent need to use the method of correction of souls arises. This is the purpose of our existence in our world on earth, and today we are approaching the actual realization. Now Islam is experiencing its boom. Judging by the numerous turbulent phenomena, this should end very quickly. Then humanity will face the question: what should we do next? Today Christianity and Islam are experiencing a very strong intermixing, penetration, mutual rejection of religions, discernments, etc. Everything we see is happening more at the spiritual level rather than at the corporeal one. However, this is a necessary phase. From CabTVs I got a call. Three Religions, August 12, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: did the prophet Elijah do anything? Elijah announces that the Messiah is coming. What is the Messiah? The Messiah is a force that pulls us out of our egoistic desires. In Hebrew, the word for Messiah, Moshiach, comes from the same linguistic root as the word for pulling, Moshch. This force pulls us out of our problems and leads us to the degree of love and bestowal, that is, to a desire of harmonious connection among each other and with the upper force of nature. That is Elijah's message. Love is all we need, to relate to others as to ourselves, and even more than we relate to ourselves. A section of the Passover Haggadah states that we open the door for Elijah, and one of my students asked me about this: why do we wait for Elijah every year and he does not come? It is because we never waited for the true Elijah. Do we yearn for loving other people like we love ourselves? No. So it means that we do not wait for Elijah. Who do we wait for? We wait for Elijah to bring us a bag of gold coins, a new car, a new apartment, a private jet, each according to their desires. That is what we generally picture as the coming of Elijah, that he comes to profit us according to our self-serving desires. Elijah is the upper force that connects us according to our desires to positively connect, and which can connect us until we reach a state of love for each other, until we feel ourselves as parts of one body, a single desire, and that the upper force love and bestowal dwells in our connections. That is the true revelation of Elijah. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, that state is called the end of correction. We should thus concentrate on the force of love and bestowal that can come to dwell in our connections, that is, the force of Elijah. By doing so, we will feel that we harmoniously connect with the whole world, that everyone embraces us, and that this is what brings us to the true exodus from Egypt, the exit from our egoistic desires into a harmonious and peaceful state of love, bestowal and connection. Based on the video, what does the Prophet Elijah do? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.